This article is based upon the results of our audits over the last several years. And we noticed a number of trends, you know, during those audits, one of which is with these threats is that they are, in fact, growing and evolving. You know, they can be both unintentional as well as intentional threats, targeted or non-targeted, and can come from a variety of sources. And just as an example, an unintentional threat can be caused by either an inattentive or untrained employee, maintenance procedures, or equipment failure. And one key example of this occurred back at the Browns Ferry nuclear power plant a few years ago, in which two circulation pumps at Unit 3 of that plant failed, causing that unit to be shut down. And they traced the failure of those pumps to an unintended incident involving excessive traffic on a control system's network caused by the failure of another control system's device. And this is kind of shows how control systems are increasingly becoming vulnerable to both intentional as well as unintentional incidents through their increased connectivity to other systems and to the Internet. And, of course, we all know, has been reported in the press recently and through the years, about the intended and intentional types of attacks to federal systems and critical infrastructures. You know, these can be both targeted and non-targeted attacks, and as I mentioned before, they can come from a variety of sources.
You mentioned these threats are growing and evolving. I think we get the growing part, that the volume is increasing. How are they evolving? How are they becoming more sophisticated?
Well, they are definitely becoming more sophisticated. And I guess one example that has just been in the press recently is the Stuxnet worm that just was released and discovered over the last several months, in which it employs and tries to exploit a number of weaknesses within Windows systems with the ultimate goal of attempting to corrupt industrial control systems, or at least the one particular type of industrial control system, as has been reported in the press. So they are becoming more sophisticated in that they're exploiting multiple platforms as they evolve. And certainly, looking at the National Vulnerability Database that is operated by the U.S. NIST organization, is that there is over 42,000 software defects and vulnerabilities that they have identified in that database. And each of those could potentially have consequences for federal agencies as they protect their systems.
Greg Wilshusen's Director of Information Security Issues at the Government Accountability Office and the first contributor to our Mindshare series at federalnewsradio.com. Just search for Mindshare. The piece is called Continued Efforts Needed to Protect Information Systems from Evolving Threats. Greg, you also write that security incident reports are on the rise. I guess you could make the argument that that's partly good news because at least people are reporting them instead of trying to hide them.
That's exactly right. As we write in the article, they've increased from about 5,500 in fiscal year 2006 up to 30,000 in fiscal year 2009, which is about a 440% increase. And we attribute this increase to a couple factors. One is the increasing a number of threats and attempts on federal systems, but also increased reporting and better reporting on the part of agencies. You may recall, and your listeners may recall, back in 2006, VA had that one data breach, which created a lot of publicity around the loss of the personally identifiable information of over 25 million veterans.
Mm-hmm.
That was a watershed moment in many respects because many agencies really started paying attention to reporting security incidents as soon as they occurred. And indeed, OMB and U.S. CERT highlighted the need for agencies to report those incidents to U.S. CERT in a timely manner. So that might have also helped the reporting of security incidents within the federal government, thus resulting in these large number of increases.
All right. The third point in your Mindshare piece at federalnewsradio.com, Greg, is vulnerabilities pervade federal information systems. As you've done these audits and you've reviewed the results, are there some of these vulnerabilities that make you just want to slap your forehead and say, I can't believe this hasn't been fixed yet?
Yes, I would say one of those has to do with just the timely patching of systems and devices on agencies' networks. Other studies have shown that known vulnerabilities have often been exploited by attackers attempting to gain access or causing disruption of service within systems through known vulnerabilities, and for which patches and other workarounds have been established. So it's very important for agencies, as well as any organization, to patch their known vulnerabilities promptly, to test them, make sure they're not going to corrupt the system, of course, but then to install those patches to ensure that they adequately mitigate the vulnerability.